Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way, talking Shabbos 29, talking about the respect of Tumah and three finger breadth square. So the Gemara answers it's in respect of Tumah, for we learned in a Mishnah the three finger breadth square of which the sages spoke regarding the minimum requirement of a garment to be susceptible for Tumah is excluding the hem, for a tailor will usually sew a hem around the patch before using it. This way, it will not unravel. The key word that I'm focusing on here is unraveling. These are the words of Rabbi Shimon, but the sages say exactly three finger breadth square. When we think about the word unraveling, when we think about the term unraveling, for me, it brings to mind two ideas. First of all, we should always ensure to check our mezuzahs and to check our tefillin and to check our tzitzis that they're not unraveling, literal unraveling of the fringes, of the garments, of the materials. We have to make sure that they're in good condition and that they're extant and that nothing's happening to them, that they're in their fully operational position. Of course, we have to check the tefillin and the mezuzahs every 3.5 years or so, but on a daily constant basis, and every week when you put on your Shabbos talis if you're married, and regular tzitzis even if you're not, we should make sure that they're not unraveling. But also when it comes to our words and our actions, we should make sure to have truthful words, truthful actions, so that our words and our actions don't unravel, that they have veracity to them, they have validity to them, and they have weight to them. When we do an action, when we do a word, when we speak to others and give advice and do things to try to make the world a better place, they should be fully unravenable. Unravelable, if that's a word, really. So we want to make sure that they have the sound basis, their sound support, in order that they have the firm planting in this world to make a better place, So again, make sure to check your tefillin and your tzitzis that the literal unraveling doesn't happen. And with our words and our actions, make sure that they don't have any aspect to them that could unravel. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 30 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.